AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Bud's 24.7% quarter brings the ADR near its high, with confirmations still measured. Anheuser-Busch InBev's ADR closed at $82.91 after a 5.6% week, sitting 1.8% below its 52-week high, while a 21-week active trend signal keeps the weekly setup constructive. Research brief. Anheuser-Busch InBev remains one of the stronger large-cap consumer defensive names on a 12-week view, helped by a 24.7% quarterly advance and positive market dynamics. The move is close to the top of its yearly range, but volume at 1.1 times the 13-week average is supportive rather than emphatic, leaving confirmation and exhaustion risk as the key next tests. Key points. 1. Bud rose 5.6% for the week to $82.91, outperforming the U.S. consumer defensive average of 3.3% and broadly matching the Beverages Brewers Group average of 5.5%. 2. The ADR is 15.9% above its $71.54 trend line and 36.0% above fair value of $60.95, showing strong premium demand but a wider valuation gap. 3. The trend signal has been active for 21 weeks, with 29 active the past year, and trend breadth at 55.8%. 4. Market dynamics is positive at 0.34, and relative strength improved to 11.25. But the signal set still shows no fresh buy. 5. Volume was 10.2 million shares, equal to 1.1x the 13-week average, and roughly in line with the 52-week average, so participation has not accelerated materially. Near high price action, but not a runaway volume week. Anheuser-Busch InBev ADR finished the week ended 12 June at $82.91, up 5.6%, leaving it just 1.8% below its 52-week high of $84.46. The stock now sits in the 94.6% position of its yearly range, a strong location that confirms the recovery from last year's lower levels, but also raises the bar for follow-through. The weekly move came after two softer weeks, including declines of 4.1% and 1.9%, so the latest close matters. It stabilized the short-term tape and kept the four-week return positive at 2.5%, while the broader 12-week and 26-week returns remain much stronger at 24.7% and 32.0% respectively. Consumer defensive strength is selective. Brewers are stronger than the sector. Bud's sector context is constructive, but not uniformly strong. U.S. consumer defensive stocks averaged a 3.3% weekly gain and 6.0% over 12 weeks, while Bud's 24.7% 12-week return places it well ahead of the sector trend. Within the broader consumer defensive peer set, it ranks in the 74.8th percentile, with a weekly rank of 60 out of 235 names. The beverages brewers industry provided a firmer backdrop, averaging a 5.5% weekly gain and 14.2% over 12 weeks. Bud ranked 4th out of 9 brewers for the week, and 3rd over 12 weeks. FMX and AmBev also remain active on trend, with positive market dynamics and relative strength. While several peers, including STZ, SAM, and Molson Coors Tap A, lack the same signal alignment. Trend remains active while market dynamics improves. The ShareMaestro trend signal remains active, now in its 21st consecutive week, with the price 15.9% above the $71.54 trend line. That keeps the weekly regime constructive, supported by 29 active weeks over the past 52 weeks and an active breadth reading of 55.8%. Market dynamics is positive at 0.34, up sharply over 4 weeks, and relative strength has improved to 11.25. Even so, the signal state is not fully clean. Market dynamics shows no fresh buy, and the expectation reading remains undecided at 53.86%. The evidence points to continuation, but not to a newly confirmed acceleration phase. Premium demand is clear, but valuation distance and participation are the checks. The ADR trades 36.0% above fair value of $60.95, a premium that reflects demand for the move, but also makes the setup more sensitive to any loss of momentum. Weekly volatility is steady, with 13-week volatility at 4.3% and 52-week volatility at 4.4%. The past year shows 29 upside weeks against 23 downside weeks, with an average gain of 3.3% and an average loss of 3.1%. Volume is the main confirmation point to watch. Weighted volume of 10.2 million shares was above the 13-week average of 9.4 million, but below the 52-week average of 10.4 million, leaving the ratio at 1.1x. A move above the 52-week high with stronger participation would strengthen the continuation case. Failure near $84.46 with fading market dynamics would shift attention back to the $71.54 trend line as the key weekly regime level. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.